music radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now how are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till
it's
too late. The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Good afternoon, good morning, and good evening, and we're here live in the afternoon at Republic Broadcasting Network, and every Saturday at this time that you're listening, 1 to 3 p.m. Central Time. And it's good to be back today, of course, that we told you we would be back this week, and we would be talking about what would be happening in that selection process, particularly in the presidential scenario and in the Senate and House. And lo and behold, I hate to tell you, but thank you for those who wrote to me and asked me how I do it. I don't know. I just don't know. It's a seventh sense, not the sixth sense. It comes from Satan, but the seventh sense that we would have a switch in puppets in the White House. That Mr. Biden, as you recall me saying last week, I think many of you do at the very end of the program, that Mr. Biden probably would be president. They would put him in. They got enough mileage out of Mr. Trump. They got what they wanted. The synagogue of Satan used him to accomplish its goal. And sure enough, he did it for them. And what did he get out of it? Disgrace and dishonor and a has-been status. You see, folks, it's not over yet. I understand. I know there's going to be a lot of ramifications of what we're witnessing now. And it will spill over undoubtedly into the streets, will be engineered by deep state, by DHS, by the Mossad, by CIA. You're going to see some events transpire that will rock you to your core. Today is the 7th of November, 2020. To just buffer what I have just told you, you know, if we'd only listen to the Father and not to men, I think we'd be all right. Now, he doesn't tell us who to vote for, how to vote, whether to vote or not. But what does he say? Well, in many places, he tells us not to put our trust in men. Psalm 146, 3-5 is a good place to start. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of men, in whom there is no help. The son of men, his breath goeth forth. He returneth to the earth or the soil. In that very day, his thoughts perish with him. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. I don't know, I can't say it any better. God said it in his word. In Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5, he tells us, thus saith the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength. Wow, that's amazing, isn't it? Whose heart turns away from the Lord. You see, they're all turning away from the Lord. They mention God all the time, of course, but in heart, in soul, their actions belie their rhetoric. actions belie their rhetoric. I think that's good advice. I know some of you will probably be upset with what I'm saying, but I've been consistent, as you know. I haven't flip-flopped. I'm not part of that Make America Great Again, the Trump factor and all of that, and I'm not deriding it. Please, I'm not in any way making fun of it. I'm just telling you, that's not where I can go, okay? And when I tell you that America has passed the point of no return, I mean America and the world has passed the point of no return. We're in the days of the seventh cycle of discipline. Seven is God's ultimate cycle, his number of completion. And now the whole world he's pouring out his wrath on. He says that in, Zephaniah. You know, the prophets knew what they were talking about. They were told to speak and to write as God instructed them from the Holy Spirit. So if you believe that, wonderful. And if you don't, so be it. But you know what? Regardless of what I believe and regardless what others believe, certain things are going to happen no matter what we believe. That's a reality. That's a truism that we cannot ignore. We must abide by his word. And he says in his word in many places, from Old Covenant to New Covenant, that he reaches a point in his tolerance of sinfulness, wickedness, turning from him, false doctrine in the churches that are leading, the politicians and so forth, Jerusalem being the capital of the racist, terrorist state of Israel, he reaches a point where he says, I've had enough, and he's not going to take it anymore. So as of now, as of this moment, we have a new man or puppet in the White House. And in the Senate, it's a very close squeaker, I guess, from what we see. It's very interesting to see Frank Kelly, you know, from Arizona. Now, isn't he married to Gab Giffords, the NASA guy? Isn't he CIA? You bet he is. And Gabriel Giffords, who really changed her name, a Jewish name, she's the first Jewish congresswoman in the state of Arizona. She's married to him, the last I knew. You can correct me if I'm wrong. Send me an email, rick458@cops.net. But, again, as far as I am concerned, folks, you see the connection, the dots here? Do you see where it's all coming from? There is a power grid, there is a vacuum, and there is deep state, whatever you want to call it. But because God has allowed it. He has allowed all of these things to happen for his purposes. And ultimately, well, his purpose is good. His purpose is not to hurt, not to kill, but to save. And as he said right from the beginning, Father says he is not willing. He is long-suffering, God. He is not willing that any should perish, but in the end that all should come to repentance. But you see these politicians? Do you see any of them? Joe Biden? Hey, I want to tell you, the folks, and I am the man who's... He sounds like a barker at a carnival. He is a barker at a carnival. He's anything but real. We can see that if we look objectively. And, you know, I have never been a partisan. I mean, I've liked certain people. I've supported different people, libertarians, conservative party people, you know, the Constitution Party, U.S. Taxpayers Party, which was before the Constitution Party, all of that stuff. And I won't do it anymore. My days of doing that are long over. I want to play to you today, before Art comes on in the second hour. He'll be on early, about 10 past the second hour. Because there's a lot still going on in Philly. With the Attorney General there, Mr. Shapiro, and his son, apparently, and some antics that are going on there. But we know regardless of what you think or I think of Trump, he wasn't wrong when Trump said this election will be stolen. He was essentially predicting the truth. I have no doubt about that because I can see it in my own state. The number of votes and the number of voters registered do not match the number of people on the voting list, and those who have voted are totally disparate, totally different. I've seen it, and we have the first Hispanic Secretary of State in all of New England, Nellie Gorbea, and she has prided herself on being one tough lady when it comes to cybersecurity and protecting your vote. Well, mail-in ballots, regardless of what they say, have not been, in many states, the most guarded. And I would say the way they're procured, again, is another indication this election, rushing through, doing things that you speed up the process to try to get to the voting machine or to get your ballot in, is not a good thing. And most people, I think, probably don't understand that this election has brought out a record number of people thinking they have a choice. Thinking now, the more people that vote, the more the choices they have. And, you know, I have to tell you, nothing could be further from the truth. Nothing could be further from the truth. Why do I say that? Well, it's a known historical fact. It's an indisputable fact that the more people vote and the more you extend the franchise of the ballot, the less the people have control over their government. It's common sense. The more that vote, the less control. That's why voting rights is a very, very, very slippery slope. That's why the communists have always said we have to get people registered to vote. And which people? Those that want to bring about change in America, radical change. So in 1963, you remember they proposed the U.S. Voting Rights Act and the U.S. Civil Rights Act, and a number of patriots opposed them. A number of scholars said this is dangerous stuff, this is unconstitutional. Well, it took the assassination of JFK to push through those acts as soon as they could, Congress. As a homage to poor Jack Kennedy. And it was sad what happened to Jack Kennedy. A tragedy and evil, to be sure. But you see what happened? The Civil Rights Act, the Fair Housing Act, all of these things did not give people rights. The Constitution enumerates the rights and responsibilities, powers of government. What they did was transfer that power from the individual and the individual states to the federal government. And that, my friends, was totally inimical to the interests of a free Republican society. We haven't been a republic in God knows how long, over 100 and odd years. And then we did become democratic, a democracy. And from a democracy, we go into an empire. And that's what we have become now, an empire, a military, warfare, welfare empire. And that is all that is left of America, the Rome of 2020. So, folks, we need to know that, and we need to think historically and accurately, not the media propaganda and disinformation and falsification of history, falsification of current events and so forth, the slant on elections, the slant on Trump and so forth. This has been one of the most shameful and totally transparent examples of corrupt, evil media that I have ever seen in my lifetime. I mean, it used to be they would pretend. I'm going to play you NBC News from 1980, 40 years ago, what we went through then and what we are now. But what happened was at least there was a pretense. You know, you had some fairly decent, very few, but at the desk of NBC, I mean, I think Chet Huntley was probably at odds with David Brinkley quite a bit. He was more conservative in his outlook and thinking. But Brinkley, of course, was a socialist. He was a leftist, and so were many of the others who worked for NBC through the 80s and 90s and 2000 era. Now it's just a comedy show. Now it's not even meant to be taken seriously, and they don't even care. The thing is, they have no self-respect. Was it Brian Williams? All people, he just said something to the effect about, you know, when Trump gives his speech about stealing the elections and so forth, he has no credibility. I mean, here's a guy who just lied for NBC. And I predicted it. Years ago, I used to call him Lying Brian. Sure enough, it came out that he was falsifying his military media career. Then we have Lying Lester, who's a teleprompter reader. Now we have David Roker, who has apparently been diagnosed with the weatherman there with prostate cancer. That's a sad thing. Certainly don't wish any ill on any of them. But you know, but what I'm saying is, you are reaping what you sow. And one thing, the King Solomon, I believe, who listed the things that God hated so much in his people. One of them, of course, was feet that are swift to shed blood. The bushes, people like that, couldn't wait to get us into war, couldn't wait to kill, to steal, to rape, to plunder. They're all Bible Christians, you see. Who's kidding whom? You're not fooling God, that's for sure. He knows. He's got all the books. He's got all the records, you know, and they'll condemn some kid who's a cocaine addict or a drug addict or a pervert or whatever. And oh, he's not going to be in heaven. He's going to hell and all this. And they've got George Bush there in the highest levels of heaven. George Herbert Walker Bush and his son. I'm sorry, but can't judge the soul in the end, but I can judge the deeds. You see, folks, we have been lied to from the pulpit most of all. The other thing, of course, that Solomon said God hates with a passion is a lying tongue. He hates a tongue that lies. What have the media done right from the get-go? Lie. They lie in ways that are almost incredible to detect because they lie by omission, by omitting certain facts, and by giving us a false narrative, and they lie by commission. It's just incredible. I mean, I hear it all the time because they know the average, you know, viewer is an older person, a person who is not too schooled in logic and understanding the nuances of corruption and media propaganda. They don't know it. They're innocent, stupid, dumb babes, okay, to use the term. But, you know, God said my people are just a little sottish. They're a little bit stupid. And they'll fall for every lie that comes down the road. We've done it time and again, folks. Time and again. How many more times? We're running out of time here. Are we going to go to a new party now? Oh, don't worry. Trump is going to buy Fox News. He's going to start his own network. And we're going to wage a war. And we're going to do it. And we're going to win. Again, we're going right back to the Saul complex. Give us a king, and we will win. We will be God's people. All we need is a man king. I don't think so. I'm sorry, but that is what got us into trouble in the first place. It works every time. You don't want to go there. You don't want to lie. You don't want to believe the lie. Most people don't have the knowledge that we have here at RBN because they don't have the history. I have the history. I was there in the 1970s and 80s, and I fell for a lot of garbage myself. You know, I fell for these guys like Richard Viguerie and what was his name there? Bob Bormann, the Speaker of the House from Maryland, Bob Bormann, and Terry Dolan, NCPAC, the National Political Conservative Action Committee. Two of them turned out to be involved in homosexual activity. Folks. And the third one was just a money grubber, Richard Viguerie. every single week, I'd get a donation request. Support this candidate. Support that candidate. We're going to win. You know, we're going to beat him. I know we're going to beat him. Buy my videos. Buy my books. You know, that type of thing. Well, folks, they're not being honest with you. I get no profit out of this program. Believe me, none. And I don't want to be paid because I don't want to be bribed or in any way influenced by money that comes in. So that's why God takes care of me. He takes care of those who take care of their obligation to Him. And I'm not saying I'm good or I'm not puffing myself up. But it's time to take a break. And when we come back, get ready. We'll hear that clip. Rick Adams.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Rick Adams, Uncensored, here on republicbroadcasting.org. Rick Adams, Uncensored Facebook page. Look for that face, look for that lineage, and look for those incredible articles. Folks, we're back now. I'm going to play that going back to 1980 in just a moment. 40 years ago, you remember it was the big Reagan victory, the big Republican takeover of Congress, and we had a sweep like nobody's business. You know, Birch Bayh was gone, and we had the Robert Redford of Indiana as the senator there. You remember? You remember all of that? Well, I'm sure you do. We had a tremendous Steve Sims and, you know, people like that from Idaho, and all of these great conservatives. What happened? Niente fatto. Nada. Nothing. The debt grew. Foreign intervention grew. The IRS grew. The Department of Education grew. The Department of Energy grew. And freedom withered. It was all a facade. All a facade, folks. But we believed it. The conservatives believed it. We had Newt Gingrich and his lies. The contract with America. Yeah, that's what we had. Oh, man, okay, they're all mouthing off right now. We've got them all. Joe Biden wins Pennsylvania. He's declared the winner of the 20 electoral votes. He now has over 270 votes, probably 3,000 votes for the president. Okay, I want to take one call before we get ready to play those segments, okay? And here it is. I believe we have Chance in West Virginia up on the program. Hello, Chance.
Hello, Rick, my friend. You know, I had it, and I gave up on all these traitorous, wussified churches of all denominations a long time ago. They're all controlled by the Sons of Cain tribe. Right. You know, I only listen to the tape sermons of the late Pastor Peters, Pastor Pete Peters of Scriptures for America Worldwide on the KU band Galaxy 19.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Yep. I have no use for anybody else. Rick, the point
that's
yes, sir.
True, that fewer and fewer voices today are going to be giving you the truth as the apostasia grows, you know?
Oh, yeah. And the reason why I called, Rick, is, you know, I'm becoming more and more convinced now that the monster has grown so huge and ruthless, I'm becoming convinced that the only remaining viable option is for states to start seceding and break away from this monolith monster. What do you think?
Well, I see that being reared up now. A lot of forums that I follow are suggesting that. They're suggesting it may happen, and I think that may. I don't necessarily think at this stage of the game, though, Chance, that it would be good. I don't think necessarily that it would solve anything, because if God is not in it, if he's not part of it, it will come to naught. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you follow what I'm trying to say?
Oh, I know exactly what you're saying, Rick, and I agree with you. It's a shame how the people have been put. The churches have done their job. The Sons of Cain tribe, the churches have done their job by putting people to sleep. They should be ashamed of themselves. I lay most of the blame on the churches more than anything for sitting by and pacifying their congregation.
Yeah.
Yes, Rick.
Right.
Rick, God bless you now and keep up the good work, my friend.
Thank you. You as well. A good call, as always. You have something intelligent to say, and I appreciate that. Yes, it's true that the... America, a Christian nation, has departed from its moorings for a long time ago, and God says, you know, he's going to let you follow these apostles. If you don't want to have, you know, teachers having itching ears, then he'll give them to you. He'll give them to you. See what Pat Robertson has been saying now, John Hagee, all these soothsayers. Then I'm seeing all these great preachers and all these ministers now coming out and saying the great revival is going to come. Don't worry. Trump isn't over yet. Don't worry, it's not just Trump. There's a whole host of others, and watch out for what happens to poor little defenseless Israel next. They're going to be invaded by the Soviet Russian communists. Watch for Israel in the Middle East, they say. But let us support the Christian, quote-unquote, agenda. And let us continue to blow that sixth Trump of Revelation. That's the one they are blowing, that fake Trump. Well, we do have the bottom of the hour break, I believe, right, Ken? So we're going to take that, and then when I come back, I want to get into that. If you remember 1980, it was a summertime, well, it was a summer, but, you know, November, I mean, but it was still warm fairly. I was watching my friends. We were just cheering and jumping up and down. We were seeing all these conservative senators and House members come in to Congress with Reagan. I never liked Reagan to begin with, but some people did. And, you know, the Reagan coattails and all of that malarkey and that minutia that was being peddled by American media or corrupt Zionist media. All right, we'll come back with it, folks, in just a few minutes. Stay tuned. Support RepublicBroadcasting.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What have you done? Thousands of years of building and rebuilding. Creating and recreating so you can let it crumble to dust. A million years, the sensitive men dying for their dreams. For what? So you can swim and dance and play.
Okay, we're back, folks. Rick Adams, Uncensored. I've given my my monologue, my missive, if you will. Now let's see if we can hear this clip as they're getting involved, particularly the congressional races and Garrick Utley. You probably remember him from NBC and, of course, John Chancellor and company. This is 1980, and this is the election and Ronald Reagan. Okay, let's hear it.
Decision 80. NBC News reports the results of our national election. From the NBC News Election Center in New York, here are Tom Brokaw and John Chancellor.
Good evening and welcome to NBC News' coverage of the 1980 presidential election. Our team of correspondents, analysts, pollsters, and commentators is assembled here in New York and around the country to see if Jimmy Carter can win re-election or if Ronald Reagan will be going to the Oval Office. We have been polling around the country in the key states, NBC News and the Associated Press, and what we're learning in the key states is that makes us believe that Ronald Reagan will win a very substantial victory tonight. Very substantial. That's our belief as of the moment based on polls in key states. And we have two projected states in the presidential race which tend to support that view. In Florida, NBC News projects Ronald Reagan the winner of Florida's 17 electoral votes. And so we will put on our map in blue, for those of you who are watching in color, dark gray and black and white, we'll make Florida our projected winner for Reagan. We have the electoral vote, therefore, given the fact that we had projected Indiana for Reagan earlier, is now 30 for Reagan, two states projected so far. We have another southern state to project. Florida was carried by Carter 4 years ago. Mississippi was carried by Carter 4 years ago. But tonight, our projected winner in Mississippi is the Republican candidate, Ronald Reagan. And so, again, in blue or dark gray and black and white sets, light gray, I'll get that straight this evening, light gray and blue, we move another seven electoral votes into our projected column of electoral votes for Reagan, 37. Three states projected for Ronald Reagan now. And we'd like you to meet some of the people who will be reporting this evening. Jessica Savage will be covering the races for governor in the House of Representatives. Garrick Utley will be covering the Senate races for us, Garrick. And Tom Brokaw and I will share the coverage of the presidential race. David Brinkley, who is recovering nicely from an operation, thank you, will provide commentary from time to time this evening. He's right over there. Well, Tom, it's turning out to be an interesting evening, perhaps more quickly than we had thought.
Well, the pattern that we have on the map already, I think, does show some ominous signs for Jimmy Carter. We have been talking throughout this campaign that he has to hold his political base, as all good politicians do. And there are two big chunks of it already tonight. Mississippi and Florida, both states that went for him 4 years ago. Tonight we're showing in the Ronald Reagan column, according to our projections. That is not a good sign for Jimmy Carter, very plainly.
No, Jimmy Carter had expected to lose Indiana. There had never been really any doubt about that. But the other two are quite serious losses. Tom, go on. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, we have some popular vote that we want to show you as well. We'll be counting the electoral vote and the popular vote here tonight. Remember, in the electoral vote, the number is 270. That's what they want to reach. We have about 2% of the popular vote in from across the country. Most of that, 2% of the precincts reporting in so far. Most of that, as you might expect, from Indiana, Mississippi, Florida, those states that we have projected thus far. That is the eastern third of the country. And with that 2% of the precincts reporting in, Ronald Reagan with a pretty commanding lead that translates into 37 electoral votes, none for Carter thus far. Each state has an assigned number of electoral votes based on their representation in Congress. And that comes up to 535 altogether, and then there are three at large. So they need to get 270 to win before this night is out. It's a little simpler in the state and congressional races. There it's just a straight vote. Whoever gets the most wins. And Garrick Utley is going to take a look at some of the Senate races.
Right, Tom. And the numbers are very simple in the Senate. 100 Senate seats. It takes 51 to control. As of now in the current session, the Democrats have 59. The Republicans have 41 seats. That means tonight the Republicans must pick up a net gain of 10 seats if they're going to gain control. We'll see whether they make it. There are 34 seats up this year. Now, one has already been filled. Senator Russell Long of Louisiana was reelected. He's a Democrat in September. So tonight we're talking about 33 senatorial contests, and we already have some projections to make. NBC News has projected that in Kentucky, the incumbent Senator Wendell Ford, a Democrat, has been reelected, that he's going to defeat Mary Louise Faust, the Republican candidate, Ford going back to the Senate. And in Indiana, NBC News now projects that Representative Dan Quayle, Republican, will defeat the Democratic incumbent Senator Birch Bayh. Bayh, a liberal Democrat, a major figure in the Senate, he was trying for his fourth term. Indiana has never elected a senator for four terms, so the jinx has worked against Birch Bayh. What is significant about that, though, is that there are a number of states where Democratic liberal senators face tough conservative challenges. What happened in Indiana may be a trend. Let's look at Iowa. We'll be watching the race there tonight, where Senator John Colvert, liberal Democrat, is being challenged by Republican Representative Charles Grassley. Also, we'll be looking at Idaho, where Senator Frank Church, Democrat, the head of the Foreign Relations Committee, is being challenged by Representative Stephen Sims. And in South Dakota, George McGovern, trying for re-election, the 1972 Democratic presidential candidate, challenged by Jim Abner. In all of these states, liberal Democratic senators in a very tight race. They're all too close to call, but they must be a bit worried because Birch Bayh has lost in Indiana. We'll be following these races as the results come in. Now let's go over to Jessica Savage and some of her returns.
We have one projection already. There are 13 gubernatorial races, and NBC News now projects, you heard a little bit earlier, in the state of Indiana, that Lieutenant Governor Robert Orr will be elected governor of Indiana, defeating his Democratic challenger John A. Hillenbrand. Again, NBC News projects Robert Orr, the winner in the gubernatorial race in Indiana, a four-year term there. That was expected. Republicans were expected to pick that up. The incumbent governor, Otis Bowen, was barred by state law from seeking another term. And the lieutenant governor's politics were very much in line with his boss's, and he's very popular, and so we project that he will be elected in that state. Now, as of a week ago, in some of our House races, the Republicans said they expected to pick up maybe 15 to 25 seats. Well, today, all the Republican Party officials I talked with told me that they have revised that, and they now expect a lot of the Reagan coattailing effect to come into play in many of the states, and they may pick up anywhere from 20 to 35 seats. Some of those seats, they hope, will belong to some of the Democratic leaders. Seven leaders have been targeted by the GOP. Among them this year, House Majority Leader Jim Wright of Texas. He's in a very tough race in the 12th Congressional District. The Republicans conducted a survey in that district to come up with the best known person to run against this 26-year House veteran. They settled on Jim Bradshaw, a Fort Worth City Councilman. I, however, talked with Wright a while ago, and he thinks that although it will be a close race, he may be able to turn it around. They're not as confident at the Democratic Party about the race that concerns John Bradamus of Indiana, the House Majority Whip. He was also targeted by the GOP. His opponent in the 3rd District there is John Hyler, who was helped by GOP money and also Political Action Committee money. Bradamus was hurt very much with high unemployment in that district. That could be a very close race, one the Republicans hope that they might be able to win. Another tough race, Al Ullman, head of the powerful House Ways and Means Committee in Oregon's 2nd Congressional District. He's having trouble recapturing the seat he's held for 24 years. His challenger, newspaper man Denny Smith, a Vietnam pilot, the son of former Oregon Governor Elmo Smith. If, as is now predicted by sources in the Republican and the Democratic Party, the Republicans do pick up maybe 25 seats, they will still be far short of the 218 needed to control the House of Representatives, but they will have a much firmer hold on the type of legislation that that House comes up with. John?
Thank you, Jessica. Tom, it's looking at Florida, it seems to me that the president down there was damned if he did and damned if he didn't. The Cubans were mishandled in the perception of many of the people in Florida, the whole issue of the Cuban and Haitian refugees, and I do think I have read and been told that it's their perception of Floridians that he mishandled that may be hurting him badly tonight.
Bob Strauss told me just last week in Cleveland, as only Strauss can put it, I said, how's it going in Florida? He said, we got everything but the measles down there. Nothing has gone right for him so far. The thing to keep in mind about both Florida and Mississippi in terms of being Democratic states, they haven't gone with Democrats much in the last 20 years in presidential elections. Florida only twice, I think, since 1952. In Mississippi, they voted for Barry Goldwater in 1964. George Wallace got their vote when he was running in 1968. And Richard Nixon received their vote when he was running against George McGovern. So these are states that there are certain disappearing myths in American politics. One is that the South is a place where they're always going to go Democratic because they're not always going to do that.
No, and as we see on our map tonight, you can see two states down there that are going Republican. We'll have more coverage of the 1980 election after this.
All right, let me just break in here right now. Thank you very much, Ken. It's interesting to look at all this discussion about the electoral votes versus the popular vote. And it is a fact that there's only a few states, I guess, that actually have tried to correct many of the problems with the so-called Electoral College. Well, as Dan Smoot wrote in a three-column series in the 1960s, it is doubtful that we have had a lawful Electoral College since the 1830s. And that is because the electors were originally supposed to be chosen by the legislatures, but independently of the political parties. So that theoretically what you could have is the electors, and this is the way it should work, the electors entertaining a visit from presidential candidates in every state, and then in the end those electors would vote for president. And that's the way it was intended. Not the people, not popular vote. See, that's why I say the extension of the popular vote, the franchise of the ballot, as it grows, always leads to a loss of freedom, sovereignty, individual liberty, and people haven't figured it out yet. People haven't figured out anything. They don't realize this is circuses, bread and circuses time. But it's interesting. You remember Moscow Muskie, Ed Muskie, the crazy left-wing senator from Maine? He was going to be, he thought, president, along with, would it have been George McGovern, his vice presidential ticket? And William Loeb just destroyed him. He is the publisher of the Manchester Union Leader. And he got so upset about an affair that he came to actually, he got on a truck, a flatbed truck, I believe, and he cried. He actually physically cried and said, this is a disgrace, and how dare William Loeb do this to me. He was angry and destroyed his chances of becoming presidential timber. Now, Maine and Nebraska are two states which have changed their electoral counting to be one that makes a little bit more sense, and that is by proportionate vote and not a winner takes all. You win the, you know, 20 votes in Pennsylvania, that's it. That's the whole state. Rather than district by district, congressional district by congressional district, and that's the way it should be, a proportionate vote. You see, that would make a lot more sense. But you see, we're not talking sense anymore. We're talking nonsense. And this is what, if you recall, going back to the 1980s in this election, as it turned out, the Republicans swept. It was the Reagan Revolution, you know, at the end of this coverage of NBC or, you know, for the presidential election. Jimmy Carter was trounced, no question about it. Jimmy Carter was set up to fail. And, you know, to that extent, I don't think he knew. He got hit by the trains on both sides of the track. He was picked to be a presidential timber going back a number of years, way before they made him president. The powers that be put him up on the cover of Time, of Newsweek, of the Washington Post, New York Times, all the publications, and they made him a household name. This little obscure peanut farmer from Georgia. You see, this is the kind of lead-in propaganda the media have over the minds of the average gullible Americans. That's what they did. So they made him president in 4 years during the time of the Iran hostage crisis at the end of his presidency when Reagan was coming in. And of course, the economy was the key factor. Just as in these people who have voted, they said it is the economy number one. Loss of jobs, loss of income. Don't forget, we have a recovery now, a massive recovery underway. Jobs reports are way up. I'm sure Art will tell you that. Yeah, in India, they are. In Pakistan, maybe. In Mexico, they are. In Vietnam, not here. Not meaningful jobs. So, folks, that is the key to understanding how the media create the image. And when they're done with a man like Jimmy Carter, they destroy him. A simple thing like interest rates and his failed foreign policy. And it was a tremendous failure. We had Sam Brown from Action, you know, Vista, Peace Corps. You remember that? They were promoting communism in South America. They were promoting the Marxist line. All of these people. You remember the guy who was head of the U.S. Geological Survey who debunked the idea at the time America was running out of oil? Remember him? I forget his name now, but he came out and said it is a lie. America has hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years of oil at current rates of production. And he was fired by Jimmy Carter. He was fired. You know, all of these things added up. Reagan swept in on that tide, that sweeping the corruption out of the boiler room type of mentality. Let's bring honest, clean government. Well, all we had to do was look at what he did in California. and the United Republicans of California denounced him in no uncertain terms. But the American people weren't given that information. They didn't know the facts. So now we have Trump, okay? Trump, the new phenomenon. And what did he do for America? Well, I know one thing. He did something for the phony state of Israel, a lot for them. And what is Netanyahu saying now? Bibi Netanyahu. What is he saying about Mr. Trump? I haven't heard a peep yet out of him. And here's come his best buddy, his bosom companion, his boss, I mean his pal. What is he saying about it? Believe me, they used Trump just like they used Carter, just like they used anybody, including these fake preachers, and then they discredit them when they're done with it. We'll come back. We'll take more calls in just a few minutes. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Thank you for that revealing phrase, Mr. Bush. We appreciate your honesty in that regard. I'm going to go to the phones and take a couple of calls here. We got close to the hour, and then we have Art coming up in a few minutes after that. So our number, 800-313-9443, is available from anywhere. And let us go to David in Boston. Hello, David. You are on the program. David, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Rick. Can you hear me?
Hey,
Yes, I can. Yes, go right ahead.
Oh, Rick, about 12 years ago, Rick, I wrote an essay, Two Can Play Trash. And I talked about how they're going to trash our vote, how they're going to trash our election results, along with all the other things that they're going to trash. Would I be able to give you my web blog address so people could read my essay on Two Can Play Trash?
Well, you can say it right now, sure.
Yeah, and I haven't been... I stopped writing essays a number of years ago, but you can still access it. It's all in small case. It's Dave from Massachusetts dot WordPress dot com. Dave from Massachusetts dot WordPress dot com. All small case on the Dave from Massachusetts, one word, you know. And all my essays, they're pretty good, if I must say so myself, Rick, but... you know, read Two Can Play Trash, and a couple of I went through a whole litany of all the things they're trashing and how we can play trash back with them. But one of the things, you know, I talked about if they trash your vote, if they trash your election results, and all that sort of thing. Now, another really good one, Rick, that I wrote, and coming up on this Christmas season, The Ghost of Christmas Past. I highly recommend, you know, I read it for the first time the other night maybe it's the first time I ever read it after writing it about 12 years ago. I wrote these essays around Christmas time, and I was reading The Ghost from Christmas Past, and I had to give myself a pat on the back. I says, wow, did I write that? I didn't think that. But Rick, what else was I going to say? What the heck else was I going to say? Yeah, you know, this is what I say. Okay.
Hurry up, Rick. Because we're up against the clock. So think about it. Fats, tap your head and
okay,
do a little dance.
No, I was just going to say, Rick, we're living in the great global super Satan's kingdom, but we don't have to be of the great global super Satan's kingdom. We're in
That's the great Satan's
kingdom, but we don't have to be of the great Satan's kingdom.
I agree fully.
Okay, I'll let you go, Rick. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, appreciate it, Dave. Thank you. All right, good. Yeah. And he's advertised his blog spot and his website. And I want to go right back to the phones, but you know what? We have the break. So let's do that first. And Terry will be up next. Barb will be up next. You can join us as well. Rick Adams, Uncensored, here on republicbroadcasting.org. Now you see why it's essential to support RBN, because you're hearing alternative voices and truth you're not going to hear in most other places. Coming right from the Word, right to your ears, folks. All right, I don't hear the music yet, but I think it will be... Here we go. All right, thank you. From the movie The Summertime Killer with Christopher Mitchum. All right, we'll be back right after the top of the hour.
Really, I'm waiting for a splash of sunshine.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting, involving the energy planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.